There is just one day to go to the start of the Rio+20 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. In the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro, participants, including world leaders and NGOs, will discuss seven critical issues, such as jobs, water, food, cities, disasters, oceans, and energy. On the sidelines of the event, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization has been highlighting the importance of forestry and its importance in combating climate change and in opening up ways to a green bioeconomy. Lydia O'Kane spoke to forestry officers Lauren Feitzer and Mata Rao from the forestry division of FAO, who say that although forestry is not one of the primary issues being discussed at the main summit, its importance cannot be underestimated.
Just to start with, Lauren, we're talking about the Rio+20 summit, a very important summit that's going to be happening in the next few days in Rio de Janeiro. There's been a lot of talk about different issues. A lot of people will have heard about water, food, climate change. You're in the forestry business, and I wanted to ask you, where does forestry come into play in the Rio debate?
Well, yes, you've identified a number of areas that will be discussed in Rio+20, but as you noted, forests is not one of them. And this is in contrast to what happened in 1992 during the Earth Summit in Rio, where forests actually were a substantial part of the discussion. But now, in 2012, forests still have a major role to play in all of the seven thematic areas that will be discussed in Rio+20. And in fact, we would say that forests, because of their huge potential to provide renewable energy sources and provide more sustainable building materials and livelihoods for those people who need it most, particularly in rural areas, that forests make major contributions to sustainability and the solutions that society faces in terms of these other areas, such as sustainable cities, food security, jobs, energy, and water.
I wanted to ask you, I'll turn to Mata, if I may. Looking at the forest situation, what are the state of the world's forests? Are they in a good state, or could they be better?
Thank you. Definitely, they are being improved a lot better compared to what has happened in the previous years. There is a lot of focus on sustainable forest management. Many countries are, more and more countries are realizing the importance of maintaining the health and vitality of forests. So we are progressing, but at the same time, this edition of State of the World's Forest reinforces the message that forests are very, very important. They make vital contribution to our progress towards a sustainable future. That is the main message of this edition of State of the World's Forest.
Lauren, maybe if I want to turn back to you and just ask you, is it a disappointment that forests haven't been given a higher profile at this event?
Well, I think it's really an opportunity for us to show that forests will be able to play a role in many of the future actions that are designed at the conference. If you note, there's been some discussion about linking the Millennium Development Goals to future sustainable development goals, which drafts of which or themes of for which may emerge from this conference. And we would suggest that forests do have a major role to play in some of the thematic areas, and all the thematic areas nearly, that will be discussed at the Rio+20 conference.
It's funny, isn't it, Mata, if I turn to you, when you think about South America, you think of the Amazon and you think of rainforests, you're at the heart of forestry in the area of South America.
Sure, absolutely, yeah, that is probably the reason why the forest sector needs to be given a lot of importance and recognition, and also the policymakers and other global leaders need to think about how to sustain and how to improve this important resource. And South America is the right place to have this kind of discussion.
Lauren, I wanted to ask you about the conference itself. The theme of the conference is the future we want. How much do you think people are engaged? How much do you think they are not passive individuals, that they actually are engaged and they really want to see change? They want to see something coming out of this conference.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's a unique approach being taken at this conference that the Brazilian government has employed that's in contrast to some of the previous conferences in 1992 and at the World Summit for Sustainable Development, whereby at this conference, there's a format called the Sustainable Development Dialogues that the Brazilian government has used, and they've worked with a number of our collaborative a partnership for forest members, such as C4, to design these dialogues, which are really meant to engage the public. And in doing so, they've been able to formulate a number of statements that the public can really, where the public can really make their contributions and say what they want to get from this conference. What is the future they want, you know? And they've been saying that in these fora for the last 2 months. And there has been not only a formulation stage for different statements and goals through these sustainable development dialogues, but then some of these statements have also been voted upon by the public. So the outcome of that vote will actually be discussed in the Sustainable Development Dialogues from the 17th to the 19th of June. So we'll hear a little bit more about those outcomes in the coming days. And we're actually really excited about them because from what I've seen, at least on these platforms, many of the inputs from the public and obviously a range of different stakeholders have really showed the critical interlinkages of forests to different thematic areas discussed at the Rio Plus 20 conference. And this includes things like agroforestry, watershed management, sustainable cities and urban forestry. I mean, these kinds of emerging ideas that often are not captured in the mainstream political forums, where you really see them now as something that people are very much, there's a growing awareness of, and that it's growing in importance as well.
Matt, I wanted to just turn to you. FAO obviously is bringing its voice to Rio Plus 20, but also we've seen Pope Benedict himself talk about the importance of creation. He's a real affinity with the environment. How important do you think are voices like these to a conference like Rio Plus 20?
Yeah, I think it's very, very important because it definitely forms one of the three pillars of sustainability. And that is exactly where this forestry plays an important role, because it could contribute to all the three dimensions of the sustainability. And also, as we are focusing more and more on this question of low carbon, resource efficient and socially inclusive type of approaches to sustainability, forestry plays a very, very important role. So this is how best we can integrate environment into our development approaches. I think that is the crux of the issue, and that is where our State of the World Forest 2012 focuses and provides important ideas and messages.
Matt, if there was one particular thing you'd like to see coming out of this conference, what would it be?
I would like to really see that the leaders recognize the importance of forests and also take some strong measures so that the forests continue to play a very, very important role in our future development pattern and our development paradigm.
Lauren, if I could put that question to you, what would your hopes be? What would you like to see coming out of the summit?
Well, I think it's one that captures a future that we all want, that really shows an integrated picture of sustainability, one that includes forests in a variety of areas to really capture the full value of the landscape, and one that uses forests in innovative ways and to expand economic development and provide livelihoods for those who need it most.